The Warriors advance to face the Houston Rockets in the Western Conference semifinals beginning Sunday afternoon at Oracle Arena upon taking down the Clippers in a Game 6 in L.A. on Friday night, where Kevin Durant was spectacular, a 38-point first half en route to a career playoffs high, 50 points. Stephen Curry motoring his way to 24 points with 6 boards and 6 assists. And Draymond Green, tremendous energy, a triple-double, 16 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists as the Warriors take it. 129-110, the final.
Before I take any questions, I just want to say congrats to the Clippers on an amazing season. I love their team. Just love how they compete, how they fight and play for each other. That's a beautiful basketball team. They made us work for everything. They got a bright future, and Doc did a great job with them all year. And their young guys are impressive. It was tough. That was a tough series. Who wants to start?
Monty over here, left hand side.
Just wondered, do you have any general impressions of Kevin Durant?
That was one of the great performances I've ever seen in my life. I've seen some good ones. I've been around some decent players. He just carried us, these last couple games of the series. He's the ultimate weapon because there's no defense for Kevin. No matter what anybody does, he can get a good shot. And he knew we needed him badly. And he just took over the game in the first half and set a great tone.
Steve, with the kind of effort that the Clippers showed throughout the series, to what extent do you think that can help you guys moving forward in terms of sharpening the focus?
Well, they brought out our best. Tonight was, that first half especially. We had to play that way to win the series. So, one of the things that happens during the playoffs is, you can sharpen your game against an opponent that forces you to do so. And so that's, that's what I saw is they made us, we had leads in some games that we lost. And, every time we thought, all right, we got this, we didn't have it. So getting through it now, it's easy to say, yeah, that was good for us. Didn't feel good for us while it was happening. But they brought out the best in us, and we're now we'll move on.
Coach Chris with the Fantasy Sports Cave, can you talk about the job you guys did on Lou and Montrez? It seems like they were successful at your place at the Oracle, but here you guys were able to contain them here at State.
Yeah, I mean they obviously they've got guys who can score. They've got guys who can defend, but that pick and roll is as tough as it gets in this league. So the job Clay Thompson did out there tonight defensively was amazing. Andre Iguodala as well. And those guys don't get enough credit. Clay especially. Andre's been an all-defensive player. Clay needs to be on the all-defensive team. You think about what he does year after year, guarding the toughest guards, switching on to bigs, guarding everybody out there. And Andre is, I've said it before, he's as smart as any player I've ever been around. So I thought they did a great job. And, Draymond had a fantastic game. Looney came in also, good job on Harrell. And so I thought that was key. Gallinari got loose, and he was fantastic tonight. But we controlled the other two guys pretty well, and that I thought that was really important.
Steve, how do you approach this incredibly quick turnaround? I think it's maybe 40 hours until you play again.
Yeah,
and you play Houston.
Yeah. I mean, we know them well. We kind of know what they're going to do. They don't make you think too much about what they're going to do. They let you know they're going to come after you in pick and roll, and we've played them 3 times in the playoffs the last 4 years. We know their team well. They're tough. We know they're already in the bay waiting for us. It'll be a quick turnaround, but this is how it goes. It's the NBA. It's just like the regular season. You get a day off and you play another game.
Does it matter to you though that this series is the second round as opposed to the Western Conference Finals again? Like, there's not as much miles on either of your teams yet?
Well, I think you're going to have to play them at some point, and they're going to have to play us at some point. So it doesn't really matter when it is, you know. You just take what's there and you see what happens. So we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
Hey, Coach, Cameron Buford, LA News Observer. You guys seem to turn it up on the road. How do you defend your home court with such with the same tenacity and vigor and energy there, so you don't kind of have a slide?
Yeah, I'm disappointed we have home court advantage in this coming series. So I'm not sure how we're going to handle that. But you're right. We tend to play well on the road. I think it's a natural human reaction. You feel more threatened. When you feel more threatened, you've got your guard up and you're ready. So. We know that as you go in the playoffs, the competition gets better. And as good as the Clippers are and were in this series, it's going to be tougher in the next one. So we got a lot of work ahead of us.
Coach Logan Murdock, NBC Sports Bay Area. Obviously, Kevin gets all the shine for tonight, but Draymond Green had a triple-double. How was he tonight, and particularly in closeout games for you since you've coached him?
Well, Draymond's a champion. I mean, he's got 3 rings and Defensive Player of the Year, and he's as competitive as anybody I've ever been around. And he had a bad game last game, he'll tell you. He did not play well in Game 5. So I had a feeling, he'd have a big one for us tonight, and he did. I thought he was great in all areas, passing the ball, rebounding, defending, playing with pace. He was a huge part of the win.
And a second question, obviously a lot of teams are gunning for you, but Houston in particular has made no secret that, you're the team that they want to play. How do you guys go into that series with that in mind?
That doesn't matter. I mean, doesn't matter who you want to play. You got to play. So we'll be ready to go on Sunday, and we know what Houston's about. We know how good they are, so we've got to be ready.
Gotcha. Eric Pincus, Basketball Insiders and Bleacher Report. Coach, you have a unique advantage in that you have such high-powered scorers, namely, Steph, Clay, and KD. Is there a conversation before a game like this with someone like KD? Do you say, this is a game where we need that extra punch? Is that a conversation that happened that led to this, or is this just
Nope, it's KD? Understood. It's just understood. He knows what's necessary, and, he tried to carry us last game. Had 45 points, I think, and so he knew the way the series was going. He knew exactly what he needed to do, and there was no conversation necessary.
The balance between the three is just in the game.
I'm sorry?
The balance between the three is just in the game.
Yeah, kind of nice having these guys on our team. They're pretty good.
Last two, right-hand side, Anthony?
Yeah, Anthony's there with the Athletic. I was just wondering if there's any update on Steph. He was limping at times during the game. It clearly twisted his ankle.
Yeah, no update. He went back into the locker room and came back out. I talked to Rick. Rick said he's good to go, so he played. And so I don't have an update for you. We'll see what happens.
Steve, just following up on that quick, Clay's okay with it. He looked like he tweaked his.
Yeah, they were both. They were both banged up a little bit. So hopefully they'll be good to go Sunday. But I don't have any updates.
And just quickly, the decision to start Sean, what was behind that?
Just to open up the floor a little bit and get the pace in our favor. They did a good job. Clippers did the last couple of games of slowing us down a little bit. And, they made their move with Jamichael Green a couple of games ago. And so this was our counter just to match them and to get our pace up. And I thought even though we were down 10 early, I loved the pace and I loved the way the game was going. And I felt good about it. So Sean did a really good job. And I thought our guys just stepped up when they needed to. Thanks a lot.
And throughout the playoffs, for extended audio coverage, download or stream the Warriors official team podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts by searching Golden State Warriors. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.